Six disabled and elderly Floridians are suing the state over alleged violations of the Americans with Disabilities Act. As Health News Florida's Julio Ochoa reports, the suit involves long wait times to get access to in-home health care through Medicaid.
The plaintiffs are among some 50,000 disabled and elderly people who are on a wait list to get Medicaid approval for in-home health care services. Regan Bailey is litigation director for Justice and Aging, which is representing the plaintiffs along with Disability Rights Florida and the Southern Legal Counsel. She says patients can wait up to 3.5 years for services and face hardships without them.
They can end up going to a nursing facility, and as you can see in our complaint, thousands have died while they're on the waiting list. But there's also just the suffering of not getting the care needs you need, the strain on families as they try to meet the individual's needs.
Bailey says Florida's Medicaid system makes it easier for patients to go into long-term care facilities, even though Florida's home-based services often cost less. For Health News Florida, I'm Julio Ochoa in Tampa.